In 2018, Cora Maldonado found herself in the delivery room at one of the local hospitals. She was there translating Carnaval for a friend prior to giving birth to her first child. Spanish-speaking interpreters were available through a monitor screen, but they couldn't understand the dialect of her Maya Spanish.
So I was kind of thinking through that experience and just wanting to have a more, less inaccurate, I guess, exchange. Because it was hard for this person.
Maldonado is an anthropology and American Indian Studies professor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. That experience helped her recognize the need for an indigenous Maya interpreters collective,
which is now Pixankunob. It means heart of the village.
So part of the idea was to just be able to do some community-based type of training that could meet not only language kind of barriers, but also it's language and culture, right? And language and a lot of other barriers that the community itself knows how to navigate and how to solve them better than anybody else.
The group, which includes Maya Carnaval community members and U of I scholars, was formed a year later. Instructional workshops began in 2019. The first three-day workshop of this year was held at the end of February in the village of Savoy in Champaign County. Inside a well-lit conference room, the smell of roasted coffee fills the air.
Yo empiezo. 18
people are here on the last day to learn proper Carnaval grammar from linguist and instructor Balam Mateo Toledo.
It's very different levels in teaching grammar to this group. Is really complex in terms of how you do it and how you teach it, because they don't have the same level of a formal education.
The level has carefully adapted his teaching style so everyone can fully understand the material. He says it's an extension of what he also teaches when he travels to Guatemala. 25-year-old Daniel was an elementary school teacher in Guatemala before moving to Illinois to be with family. He wants to stay connected to his heritage.
It's important to maintain the language, because if you don't, not only do you lose the language, but you also lose the traditions, food, dances, and traditional clothing. Basically, if the language dies, everything dies too.
Ingracia is a mother of three and is also from Guatemala. When she arrived 7 years ago, her main focus was learning English. This training helps her as a volunteer at the University YMCA's New American Welcoming Center.
Hay muchas personas que tienen necesidad o muchas personas que hablan mi idioma Carnaval.
There are many people in need, or many people who speak the Carnaval language who are in great need, and many immigrants who need support, but no one was supporting them. So I became a volunteer, and I started to work, and I liked it.
Pixankunob is still taking its first steps towards becoming a fixture in the community. Cora Maldonado says they could always use more resources, but adds that it's hard for members to stay consistent because of work and providing for their own families.
There's structural barriers, and most of the members, you know, have 2-3 jobs and have a hard time sometimes committing to a lot of time for the organization.
She says there are a few members who work until 3 in the morning and still attend the workshops. That means the interest is there. And as long as it is, Maldonado says she and the others will do as much as they can to help grow the organization. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.